Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging around with me. And as you have been now for a long time, we're in our 21st year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We got our good friend Joanna Brandy back on the show. Joanna is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 20th anniversary, folks. I don't know what we'd do without a president of Joanna Brandy and Company. Author of a number of books, including Winning at Customer Retention, including 54 Ways to Stay Positive. She is our positive person around here. She's our good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. And congratulations on this amazing new book that you have.
Oh, thank you.
So, it just came, I think, Friday or Saturday, so I'm just at the beginning, but boy, do I have ideas.
Ideas on how I could make it, how I should have written it, is that what you're saying?
No, ideas about third ingredients.
Oh, okay.
Ideas
good.
About third ingredients, yes.
So it's making you think, is that what you're saying?
Boy, is it making me think.
Good. That's what I hope would happen.
You think I have part of the answer.
Well, I hope so, because, well, see, what you're saying, Joanna, and by the way, folks, Joanna's doing this on her own. I didn't prompt her. What you're saying is you're talking about what I hoped would happen with the book, and that would be that a conversation would get started. People would start having a conversation with themselves and then maybe with each other, because that's what it's going to take. If we're going to convert our analog ethics into digital ethics, we've got to start talking about it, don't we?
We do, and, you know, one of my favorite phrases when I speak to, especially potential new clients, is you can't change the culture without changing the conversation, because human beings go in the direction of what they talk about. So when you and I talk about these things, we start moving in that direction. So when I saw your graphic. You have this graphic
right.
And above the line, you know, and we use this, I use that term when we're talking about values, and I'm sure you do too.
Right.
There's above the line and below the line.
Right.
The line, the midline is
equilibrium. I call it equilibrium.
Which is a perfect word. So above the line, although I would have put it below the line, but above the line you have fear and greed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have fear and greed, a very, very heavy forces that we have taken with us from time immemorial, because they
don't have to be remembered. They remember themselves.
They remember themselves, and if you really think about it, it kept us safe in tribal cultures.
Uh-huh.
When we lived in tribes, we had to have fear because we were reliant on the tribe.
Sometimes fear is giving you good information.
Absolutely, absolutely. And below that, though, you have the passive forces.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the passive forces that you talk about is trust, right?
It's the original.
It's
the foundation of everything.
Trust. Okay.
It's the DNA of all ethics.
And when you think about, and so I'm gonna bring this back around to the topic of happiness, because that's my topic, you know, it's taking care of customers and creating happy customers and happy employees. But when you think about trust, trust needs to be built constantly. Trust has to be built every single day, doesn't it?
That's right. No, it has to be, and it's our nature. In fact, humans, analog humans, require trust. That's something that people need to realize, is that as we move into the digital age, we're always going to require trust. We won't make it without it. If we don't find a way to convert trust, put trust into the digital age, we won't be able to go forward.
So let me start from that premise. One of the ways to build trust with people, with other human beings, let's keep it in the company, right? So
we
talk to entrepreneurs. One of the ways to build trust inside a company is to be very aware that with every action or interaction, we are building an emotional bank account with people.
That's right.
And when we fill that emotional bank account up, people trust us.
Well, and we make deposits so, and withdrawals.
Well, we do, but when we make, I'm talking about building. When we make deposits into that emotional bank account, people feel safer. When people feel safe, they relax. When people relax, they have access to the whole range of intelligence in their brain, the right brain, the left brain, the brain that's not running on fear. Because when we are in fear, part of our brain shuts down.
That's right.
Because we have to go to the primal part of the brain, right? So when you've got a culture, and I'm working with someone right now, it's so fresh in my mind. When you've got a culture where fear has been introduced, however it's been introduced, in their particular case, there is a new upper-level employee, which I can tell you right now, the people in the organization don't trust. It's
wow.
very different than they are.
That dog won't hunt.
So, but the thing is, when people don't trust someone and they go to fear, they don't have access to all of what they're capable of. So how do we get people out of that fear? We get people out of that fear by building trust.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I teach is to pay attention as a leader to what you are broadcasting. Because emotion is contagious. So if you walk into the office in the morning and you're in a negative mode, or even if you're just in a deeply pensive mode, most business owners that I know are always thinking. They're thinking about how to fix this problem. They're thinking about the solution to that. They're deeply in thought about something, and their energy field is, you know, contained, and they're thinking about themselves or they're worried about a problem. People can feel that. But when somebody stops at the border, at the door, as they're getting out of their car, and says, "Ah, what am I broadcasting this morning? What emotion am I broadcasting this morning?" And then they take a moment and take a breath. Maybe put their hand on their heart. Think about something they appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is a technique that is proven to work.
Mm-hmm.
Heart math. So the brain and the heart now come into coherence. Think about something you appreciate. Think about how you appreciate your business, your employees, their genius. Take a breath and then walk in and interact with those human beings. What happens is that because the power of your energy field that's emanating from your heart is so strong, everyone will align with that. That builds trust.
JoannaBrandy.com, right?
Hello. No. ReturnOnHappiness.com.
ReturnOnHappiness.com. There it is, folks. Joanna Brandy, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.